The satisfaction of killing time and of affording some outlet, however modest, for ambition, belongs to most work and is sufficient to make even a man whose work is dull happier on the average than a man who has no work at all. But when work is interesting, it is capable of giving satisfaction of a far higher order than mere relief from tediousness. The chief element which makes work interesting is the exercise of skill. Every man who has acquired some unusual skill enjoys exercising it until it has become a matter of course or until he can no longer improve himself. This motive to activity begins in early childhood. A boy who can stand on his head becomes reluctant to stand on his feet. A great deal of work gives the same pleasure that is to be derived from games of skill. The work of a lawyer or a politician must contain in a more delightful form a great deal of the same pleasure that is to be derived from playing bridge. Here, of course, there is not only the exercise of skill, but the conquering of a skilled opponent. Even where this competitive element is absent, however, the performance of rare skills is agreeable. A man who can do stunts in an aeroplane finds the pleasure so great that for the sake of it he is willing to risk his life. I imagine that an able surgeon, in spite of the painful circumstances in which his work is done, derives satisfaction from the wonderful precision of his operations. The same kind of pleasure, though in a less intense form, is to be derived from a great deal of work of a humbler kind. All skilled work can be pleasurable, provided the skill required is either variable or capable of indefinite improvement. If these conditions are absent, it will cease to be interesting when a man has acquired his maximum skill. A man who runs 3-mile races will cease to find pleasure in this occupation when he passes the age at which he can beat his own previous record. Fortunately, there is a very considerable amount of work in which new circumstances call for new skill, and a man can go on improving, at any rate until he has reached middle age. In some kinds of skilled work, such as politics, for example, it seems that men are at their best between 60 and 70, the reason being that in such occupations a wide experience of other men is essential. For this reason, successful politicians are apt to be happier at the age of 70 than any other men of equal age. Their only competitors in this respect are the men who are the heads of big businesses.